All last week, police told members of the Daily Solidarity Sing-Along that they were an unlawful event and subject to arrest. Today, police gave the same warning verbally and posted it on a placard in the middle of the rotunda before teams of officers moved in with plastic zip-tie handcuffs to arrest protesters who would not leave.
What am I under arrest for? What are my charges? What are the charges against me?
You'll find out downstairs.
What are the charges against me?
The charges were for violating Wisconsin's administrative code for gatherings on state property, or as the citations more succinctly read, no permit. If convicted, people would be fined $200.50. Among those arrested was Jason Huberty, who says he's been ticketed 24 times at the Capitol. Huberty was cuffed and ticketed twice today and says he'll be back tomorrow.
Because I don't think there's too many times you can exercise your rights. It's not as though there should be a limit to the number of times people can come down here.
Also arrested today was Margaret Moses, a legal assistant who said she felt she needed to be there to assert her rights. Moses said this was her first arrest.
It hurt. The officer was kind. He said, I'm going to do this loosely. He said, don't slip your hands out. But it still hurt. And it's humiliating and it's infuriating.
The Department of Administration issued a statement citing a recent court decision as its grounds for the arrest. In that ruling, federal judge William Conley temporarily blocked the state's permitting system for groups of 20 people or fewer. But today's group and most Noontime sing-alongs are larger than that. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.